better cha-cha to this shit. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I am your host, Mr. Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning back into the show. We're going to chop up some good game today. We're going to take some calls from the listeners. And we're going to get right into the game today. Today's topic, we're going to talk about hyenas versus lions. It's a metaphor for the way men are acting in society today. Hyenas versus lions. We're going to get right into it. And it's going to be a very quick show today. I was looking at the Discovery Channel, and they were showing the lions and the hyenas as mortal enemies. They've been going at it with each other for centuries. And lions and hyenas represent a lot what's going on in society with now, in society now with men. Let me put on some Mackin music so I can spit. But like I said, man, hyenas and lions, it represents how men are interacting today. Back in the day, on the jungles of Africa, in the jungles of Africa, lions are the king of beasts. They run the jungle. Lions are majestic. Lions are the epitome of strength, courage. And more importantly, lions are patriarchal. That means lions, the male lions, run the show. Hold that thought. What's going on? Hello?
Hey, what's poppin'? What's poppin'?
What's up, man? Who's calling?
Hey, man, this is the Young Pimpin', man, from the Valley, man.
What's going on with you, man? What's on your mind, player?
Man, I'm trying to give me one of them copies of that Ace Monkey mixtape, man.
Yeah,
one of them.
Oh yeah. We got a there's a MySpace music page up for that, y'all. If you know where to look for it, you can find it.
But I need one, man.
Oh man, you can get you a copy, man. Get you a copy, man.
I'm gonna direct them to a barbershop out here and all that, man, so they can get right, man.
That's what's up. All right, thanks for the call, player. Anyway, man, but like I said, man, about lions and hyenas, man, lions represent strength in men. The male lion runs the show. The whole pride of lions revolves around the male. The male lion runs the show. The female lions go out there and they handle business for that male lion. The male is the boss. The male lion is the most respected animal in the jungle. And when the female lion kills a deer or an antelope or a zebra or a gazelle or a wildebeest, they wait until the male lion eats. So it's all about respect for the man. And the reason why is because the male lion demands that respect. And the lion, the whole lion population is a very well respected population. Lions have always been respected because of the structure, because of the order that they have. And then you have the hyenas. Now, hyenas are matriarchal. If you ever look at those Discovery Channel shows, they'll show you and they'll say that the hyenas is run by the female. The female are in charge of the hyena populations. What's going on? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on? This King Grown Man.
King Wrong, Wrong Man, what's going on, Pimp Juice?
Hey, what's up, man?
Where you calling from, man?
I'm calling from L.A.
That's what's going on. What's on your mind today, player?
Oh, man, what's the topic?
We're talking about weak men versus strong men, basically. And we have a lot of weak men in the population, and I'm comparing them to lions and hyenas. No. So what do you feel about the population of men just not stepping up to the plate? A lot of men are allowing disrespect to happen. A lot of men are putting women on a pedestal with unwarranted respect. What's your feelings on that?
Well, Well, I know this has kind of been beat to death, but I think a big part of it is just, I think a lot of people nowadays just don't have strong men in their lives, so they don't have any example to look up to.
Absolutely.
So they're just kind of just freestyling instead of having like a template of a true man, what a true man should be like.
That's well put, player. Very well put, man. Thanks for the call, grown man.
A quick shout out.
Yeah, go ahead, player.
Just a quick shout out to my boy B-Pump and my boy Dr. Truth and Pike Street.
For sure. All right, man.
And hold on, a pound of my boy LL.
Okay, there you go. Thanks for the call, player.
All right, man.
This nigga done turned the shit into Hot 97, giving shout outs. What's up, bro? That was a good answer, though. But like I was saying, man, the hyenas are matriarchal. The female hyena is the head one in charge. And whenever you have a female in charge of a population, that always poses a threat to the population because that weakens the population. And not to say that women are weak, but where there's not physical strength at the gate, it can be infiltrated, which will cause the population to scavenge. And with hyenas, hyenas are scavengers. What hyenas do, they run in packs, they get leftovers from the lions, and their strength is numbers. There's a whole bunch of them motherfuckers. And hyenas are like a nuisance. They're like aggravating. They get on your nerves. They're like the mutts of the jungle. And I'm making that parallel because that's what's going on in our society now. It's a case of the hyenas versus the lions. And in our society, the hyenas have outnumbered the lions. There's a lot of hyenas running around here and not enough king of the beasts. There are not enough kings. There's not enough lions out here. There aren't too many men out here who are really stepping up to the plate with manhood, having rules, having integrity, having standards that they are going to uphold, having their woman in check in a positive way. But we do have a whole bunch of thirsty-ass dudes out here in the game, running in packs, raised by women, scavenging. We have a whole society of dudes who raised by women, scavenging, getting leftovers, running in packs, running amok, no rules, no regulations, just running around willy-nilly. And that's the problem. Are you a lion or are you a hyena? That's the question. Men, I want you to really look at yourself and say, am I a lion or am I a hyena? Am I going to step up to the plate? Am I going to have rules? Am I going to be the king of my domain? Or am I going to be a goddamn follower? Am I going to follow my woman? Follow other hyena-ass niggas? Follow hood rats? Follow trailer trash? What are you going to do? Glad to get any kind of leftover you can get. We're inundated with hyena ass dudes out here. And this goes, it transcends race, because the thing is, in the black community is overtly matriarchal. That means the dudes know that the women run the show. It's not even a question. A lot of brothers know that they're being dominated by their woman. They already know, and they've accepted it. But the thing is, in the white community is covertly matriarchal. See, a lot of white dudes think they run the show in the household, but a lot of white dudes are pussy whooped. So your woman is running the show. As long as you pussy whoop, that woman runs the show. So a lot of you guys are in a matriarchal situation and you don't know it. But there are a lot of hyena tendencies out here with dudes, and it really has to stop. You guys seen The Lion King? It was the hyenas fighting the lions. They hate the lions. The lions hate the hyenas. So we have to get rid of all these goddamn hyena-ass dudes. You can't go anywhere without seeing a bunch of thirsty-ass hyena-ass niggas. You go to a club, you can't even get in the club. It's about 100 hyena-ass niggas out with long t-shirts down to their knees, sweating every woman before she gets in the club. That's hyena shit. You go to the mall, 20 niggas mobbing around on one chick. Hyena shit. Hell, even online, we got online hyenas. A female can't log on to her MySpace page without 20 niggas. Ooh, you cute. Ooh, you beautiful. Ooh, you fine. Ooh, you look good. Ooh, shit, you fine. Ooh, can I fuck it? Come on. Online hyenas. Be a lion. Be a boss. See, a lion, king, boss, Mac, all that is one and the same, man. Lion, king, boss, Mac, all of that is basically the same thing. They're all synonymous with one another. They all represent the same thing under different names. See, when people hear the word Mac, they think it's all about playing women. When they hear Mac Lessons radio show, people always ask me, is your show about teaching men how to trick women? No. You already have enough hyenas tricking you now. And if anybody has heard my show, I've never taught anybody to trick anybody. I never taught guys to trick no dudes. I never taught women to trick no man. It's just about having standards, having integrity, having rules, not scavenging, being the man of your domain, being the boss of your domain. Don't be afraid to be a man about your shit. That's the problem. A lot of fellas are afraid to be men. Because that's, we always hear about, if you tell your woman to go cook, you're being chauvinistic. I mean, a whole bunch of shit. What's up, man? Who's calling?
What's going on, Flex, man? It's Punk Tony P from the NC.
What's going on, Pimp Juice? What's happening out there in North Kakalaki?
Oh, man, nothing much popping off right now, man. A lot of homecomings coming up in a couple of weeks and stuff like that. So we're going to be looking out for stuff like that. But, well, you got a topic for today, or you just spitting?
Just spitting, man. What's on your mind?
I'm just trying to figure out, man, where have, not necessarily people in general, but the black female population lost the moral fabric in America, man, where, you know, you find some women, they say that when a man find an independent woman, they don't know how to deal with it, but I believe it's just women not knowing how to be a woman anymore, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I talk about that on the Message to Black Woman special. I go real deep into that, and I suggest that a lot of people go get that special. Go to maclessons.com and get the Message to Black Woman special, because the question he asked, a lot of people are asking that, and I go real deep into why the black male-female situation is the way it is right now. So that's a real good question, but check that out, player. Alright?
Alright, I got one more for you. How you feel on long-distance relationships? What's your take on that?
It depends on how often you guys are going to see each other. Now, what's the situation with you?
Very rarely see, you know, it's like when she come to town, you know, she down for me or whatever, she kick it with me, but you know what I'm saying, when it's not in the area, it's kind of, you know.
Now, that's a tricky situation, because it depends on if you were with her before she left, or did you meet her out of town, or did you meet her on MySpace? How did you meet this?
Nah, it was more like we went to school together, but it was kind of, it was never got a chance to catch up with each other type thing.
So you went to school in your hometown or out of town or what?
Yeah, in a hometown.
Okay, and she moved.
Yeah, it's like when we both, you know, I went to school, she went to school, and you know, blah blah blah, and then you know, you kind of catch up on in back at home, and then you know, stuff pop off right then. And then, but you know, you got to go back to your city or whatever, whatever.
That's right. It just depends on how far away is she.
It's in Atlanta.
Okay, and you're in North Carolina. That's not that far. You know, that's like, man, how about like 4 hours?
Yeah.
Okay, that's...
But I'm like this. I'm not about to, you know what I'm saying, stick my neck out there. And I know how, you know, Atlanta, it ain't a shortage of women, but, you know, you got people in Atlanta, you know, if you find a good person, then it ain't like, you know, you got mad people coming at me. I'm pretty sure she got mad people coming at her. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the girls go down to Atlanta and get buck fucking wild, especially college girls. They be letting niggas run trains on them out. They do all types of shit down there in Atlanta. Not all of them. Now, I want my Atlanta girls calling me and texting me and what's up. But I know the Atlanta girls are about it, as they said in the 90s.
They're aggressive in the ATL.
Yes,
man.
They are aggressive out there because it's a lot of competition, man. It's like a city crawling with women, so it's a lot of competition. So women be on that extra shit out there. They're cool as hell, but a lot of women be putting some extra shit on out there. As far as your situation, as far as dating this chick, man, you sound like a relatively young dude yourself. How old are you?
I'm 29.
You're 29?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait a minute. Let me back up for a minute, okay? So you were dating this chick. How long has she been down in Atlanta?
No, I never dated her. It's kind of like one of those, you know, when I see you, we kick it, and you go on your way type thing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm thinking it's a chick that, you know, y'all both and went off to school together. You just got out of college, or you in college, and she just moved out. Man, that's, boy, go ahead.
Nah, this like somebody, you know what I'm saying, you just see them when they in town type thing.
Oh, nigga, that don't count. No, nigga, that don't count. Hell no. You 29. Hell no. Get you a woman out there in North Carolina. What part of North Carolina are you in?
You're in the Raleigh, Durham.
Man, you in Raleigh? All them goddamn dimes in Raleigh?
Oh, man. Oh man, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, it's mad chicks out here.
Man,
trying to
please.
Show some love.
Boy, I could go to Raleigh now and get about 10 of them motherfuckers and bring them back. Boy, stop worrying about that Atlanta chick. There's so many fine ass girls in Raleigh. Get one of them girls and keep that shit mackish, homie. All right,
hey,
go ahead.
Check out the www.cookingwithphil.blogspot, man. I pub you a whole lot on that, on my cooking show.
Okay, for sure. What, you cook, you or your chef?
Yeah, man. Cookingwithphil.blogspot.com, man. Check it out.
What's your specialty?
The premise of the show is we bring like new hip hop music and current events, while I bring like some local guests onto the show. We actually trying to get it on a local channel here in the area right now.
Oh, so is cooking a metaphor? Or are you cooking some shit? Like, you got a plate of greens on the show?
You could check out the show. We cooking salmon, steak. I got a show cooking some crepe.
All right. Y'all niggas be having... Nigga, you ain't cooking crack, are you? Goddamn.
No, man.
Okay.
That, man.
Okay. All right. We're going to check it out. Thanks a lot, man. Oh, boy. Y'all a handful sometimes. I swear to God, y'all a handful. But anyway, like I said, let me wrap this up. Again, men, don't be on no hyena shit. And women, the thing is, a lot of women are choosing hyenas. You're supposed to choose a lion. You're supposed to date up. And that's another reason why we have so many hyenas out here, because a lot of men don't have no incentive to be a lion. He don't have no incentive to be a boss, because he's getting rewarded with being a thirsty little ass hyena. There's a lot of women out here who will fuck with a dude like that. So women, you have to step it up as well. But the bottom line is, fellas, we got to get rid of these hyenas. We got to get rid of the hyenas, because the hyenas, they have no rules, they have no standards, and they have no love for true to the game, Max, Kings, and Bosses. What's going on? Who's calling?
It be Smooth. From T-Town, Alabama, player.
What's going on with it, player? You in Tuscaloosa?
Yeah. I called your show one time before.
Oh, what's up, man? What's going on? What's on your mind?
Hey, the guys down here, they kind of on some treat shit, and they do their hair with them. But I want to know, is it cool to rather let females choose you instead of chase them? Because I'm all about letting a female choose.
It's all about letting it choose, man, because when they choose, that means she really likes you. You can chase a female all day, but if she don't like you, you're wasting your time. And when she chooses you, that means she's 100% interested. All that shit in the movies where you're winning the woman over, fuck that. A woman likes you and she don't. So you put your game out there and let her choose you, and the cards are in your hand. The cards are in your favor. You dig? So I know I'm, and this is what I'm talking about now. A bunch of dudes, thirsty niggas, chasing women around all day, brown nosing, simping, saving, rolling out the red carpet. You just have to, you just sit back and just be the flyest dude you can be, and a real woman can respect that. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you, because that's where I'm trying to move away from that down here, because I had told you before I had moved from Atlanta here. I had told you about my father that got killed and all that, but what I'm trying to do, I've been here for 8 years, and a female here, they ain't choosing, so I think I got to go somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah. Again, the standards down there are so low in some of these smaller cities, man. And I already know what's popping with it, player. But thanks for the call, player.
All right, player B.
For sure. Hell yes. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello, Tariq.
Hello.
This is Anna.
Anna?
Yes.
Where are you calling from, Anna?
North Carolina.
What's going on? What's on your mind, young lady?
No, just wanted to call and say hello to you. My husband and I listen to all of your shows, and we crack up almost every day. I'm glad to live out of my space.
Oh, cool. Cool. How long you and your husband been married?
We just celebrated our first year anniversary yesterday.
Oh, so you guys are newlyweds almost.
Yeah.
Now, how old are you guys?
I turned 28 on Saturday, and he's 27, so we're both 27.
Now, are you a good wife?
I am.
Do you listen to your husband, or does he listen to you?
I listen to my husband most of the time.
When don't you listen to him?
You have him cracking up over here. I mean, come on. I'm Brazilian, so you know we have to take care of our men.
Absolutely. Absolutely. See, there you go. I was about to say, that's what it is. Y'all Brazilian women, it's a whole different thing. But
congratulations
to you guys, man. Y'all ought to come down to Atlanta to see me do my thing next month.
Well, it's going to be tough for us, but, you know, we're going to be heading out west at some point next year.
Okay.
And whenever you have, you know, your tour again, you know, we want to go around that time.
Absolutely.
You know, to California.
Cool. Perfect. All right, but thank you for the call, young lady.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Who's calling?
Hello, is this Tariq?
Yes, Tariq. Who's this?
This is D.
D?
Yeah, D.
Where you calling from, D?
A call from Thousand Oaks, California.
Well, see, I used to live in Thousand Oaks. I used to live out there, and the cops used to fuck with me all the time out there in Thousand Oaks.
I don't doubt it, man.
Go ahead. It's very nice out there. Very nice. What do you do out there in Thousand Oaks?
Shit, I just go to school.
Oh, okay.
That's about it.
Oh, okay.
I called just to ask what do you do here? I have no idea what to do, like where to go. I just moved out here.
In Thousand Oaks, I don't know what, back in the day, it was like a place called the Red Onion out there that we used to go to, and there's the mall out there in Thousand Oaks. A lot of people would go up to Oxnard to go kick it. There was a lot of clubs in Oxnard. What you would probably have to do is come on down to the valley. You would have to go to, like, Woodland Hills. That's the next booming city by you guys. Because ain't nothing popping. And Thousand Oaks is real small. You know what I mean? Thousand is just one big fucking suburb and a mall. So you'll probably need to go down to Woodland Hills, go down to the valley, and hit up some clubs, some bars, and stuff like that. How old are you?
I'm 19.
Okay. Oh, shit. You can't even get in the clubs. And I'm trying to see where you can go. Shit, you might have to go to City Walk. Go to Universal and hit up City Walk or the beach. Where did you move from?
I moved from Arizona, Mesa.
Oh, okay. Okay. And what are you doing in Thousand Oaks? You going to school? Are you staying on campus or something, or what?
Nah, I'm just going to a community college down here at Moore Park.
Okay. Okay. But yeah, going to the valley. There's a lot of spots in the valley. Hit up the Topanga Mall. The mall out there in Thousand Oaks is pretty cool. I ain't been out there in years, but you do your thing. You'll be all right, player. Thanks for the call, man. Anyway, that's it for today's lessons, Mac Lessons Radio Show. I want to give a shout out to Rockland. Rockland did some graphics for me on my MySpace page. What's up, Rockland? And y'all, don't forget, do not forget, how could you forget? Go to GetYourGameRightTour.com, and get your tickets for the lecture. We're doing Atlanta October 29th. We're going to be here in LA October 23rd. And we're going to be in Australia, I think around November 15th. We're getting all that together right now. So all my Australian cats, y'all give me a holla. And don't forget to get all your macking needs at maclessons.com. There's a whole bunch of shows on there that you can download immediately at maclessons.com. Anyway, y'all, thanks for the calls and everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Holla at y'all in a minute. Peace.